bedwetting at allaboutparenting.org. Bedwetting has many different names: enuresis, primary nocturnal enuresis, which is every night; secondary nocturnal enuresis, which is intermittently; night soiling; and sleep wetting. Bedwetting, no matter what you call it, is stressful to the child and the family. To a child, bedwetting is no laughing matter. It shouldn't be to the child's parent either. Without someone to help them make the transition to dry nights, a child may have lingering psychological effects. The key to an easy transition is for parents to be knowledgeable and informed. There are various causes of bedwetting. For example, immature bladder muscles. 15 out of 100 children wet the bed because of immature bladder muscles, which aren't strong enough to hold urine through the night. These children will outgrow their bedwetting problem as soon as the bladder matures. Life changes can also be a cause of bedwetting. Stresses in children's lives are the second highest cause for bedwetting. The stress could come from a new baby brother or sister, divorce, moving, a death in the family, or physical changes such as diabetes. Emotional turmoil, too, may cause bedwetting. An emotionally negative home life, such as a child's failure to adjust after being adopted, can also lead to bedwetting. Any family situation that causes the child sudden emotional instability can cause serious psychological strain, which physically manifests itself in bedwetting. Many encouraging steps can be taken by the parents and child to eliminate the problem of bedwetting. Listen to the concerns of your child. Children rarely wet the bed on purpose. Take the time to listen to their fears and concerns. Make plans on how to deal with the bedwetting, such as having the child help with the cleanup. Assure them that it is not a punishment, but a way for the child to help. Outlining the steps that need to be done allows the child to handle it with privacy and discretion, and minimizes sleep disruption. Assure the child that you will not tease or scold him for wetting the bed. Embarrassment is common for bedwetting children, which is another concern added to their already stressed minds. Alleviate this concern before it becomes a problem. See a doctor. Your physician may prescribe a medication to help the bladder hold urine through the night. The doctor may also share several techniques in training the bladder and strengthening its ability to hold urine longer, such as exercises or silent buzzers alerting the child to wake up. You have just heard Bedwetting at allaboutparenting.org.